This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Simen Kuf Ches. We're up to Siftes. Let's read Siftes again. Siftes says, Tov lo yisval mincha b'Arav Shabbos. You made a mistake, and you didn't daven mincha Arav Shabbos. Mispal al Arav Shtayim. You daven two Maravs. Shal Shabbos. Of Shabbos, Harishayna la'arvis. The first one is Mariv, because first you daven the tefillah of Chiyuv, Vashniya la'tashlumin, and the second one is a makeup. Haga, Vuadin, Imlo yisbala mincha be'erav Rosh Chodesh. The same thing would be if you didn't daven. Now, on that halacha, that if you made a mistake and you didn't daven mincha, you daven Mariv twice, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you're coming to make up a weekday tefillah, since it's Shabbos, you daven a Shabbos tefillah to make up for the mincha. If you made a mistake and you daven the second one of a chayil, you're exempt. If you first davened the weekday tefillah and then Shabbos, you're not yotze according to everyone. Why? Because it's clear you were makdim the tashlumim. However, the Mishnah Berurah said a chiddush oyoyim v'noira. If you're making an early Shabbos, but you were Mekabel Shabbos with Mizmar Shir or Baruchu, but you didn't daven Mariv, and you didn't daven Mincha. So you're supposed to daven Mariv twice. So both L'charchila should be for Shabbos, and the first one really should be for Mariv, and the second one Mincha. But Pediyevet, if you daven Mincha, even if you made it a weekday tefillah, it could be your Yoytze. Why? Because it's still day. I was Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still the day. And the fact that I'm Mekabel Shabbos, does that machriv that it's Zman Mincha? It's still Zman Mincha. So even though it's clear I'm davening the Tashlumin first, nevertheless, maybe it's not a Tashlumin, I'm davening my Chiyuv of a Mincha. Even though once I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I'm really supposed to daven Mariv twice. If you did this, you're Yoytze. That was what we learned on Friday. Now, the Ramah says, let's see the Ramah for a minute. Haga, V'u'adin im lo yisbalo mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh mispalo shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim. Let's say you didn't daven mincha erev Rosh Chodesh, so you missed a tefillah that should not have a yalav yavai. But now I have to daven marav twice. I'm going to daven two Rosh Chodesh tikkur shmoneh esreis. We already had, by the way, if in the first one I didn't say Yalav Yavai, then I'm not going to say Yalav Yavai in the second one because I wasn't Mekabel Rosh Chodesh yet. Okay? V'imloy hizker Yalav Yavai Rishayna, if you did not mention Yalav Yavai in the first one, v'hizker b'shniya, and you mentioned it in the second one, tzarech lachzor l'sbal, I have to go back again. You know why? Because I'm showing that the first one is the makeup, and the second one is the chiyuv, and you're not allowed to do that. Avlam loy hizker b'shem, if I didn't mention yalav yavai in either, loy hizker b'rishana, but if, or I mentioned in the first, v'loy b'shniya, ein tzarech lachzor. This is from the Kolbay. Besides what it says, shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim, that you daven two Rosh Chodesh, that's all from the Kolbay. Okay, shtayim. I'm davening, I missed Mincha Erev Rosh Chodesh, I daven two Rosh Chodesh davenings. V'chein pasku ha-magin Avram, v'ha-derech ha-chayim, v'ha-chayi Adam, u'sharach reinim. By the way, if you didn't daven Mincha, Erev Chanukah, or Erev Purim, you're going to daven two Marevs with Alanisim. D'loy kahalavush. This is not like the levush v'siyatoi shesoyvim, the ein tzarech lahazker bashniya shel Rosh Chodesh. Why do I have to say Rosh Chodesh in the second one? I'm not making up a tefilas Rosh Chodesh. Now the derisha brings, the levush would agree, if I'm davening Friday night to make up a Friday afternoon tefillah, I would say both of Shabbos, because that's a zilzul to Shabbos. Mi shaloi hispalel arvis b'Rosh Chodesh. One who did not daven Marav on Rosh Chodesh. V'hispalo shachar shtayim. Now, of course, you should say Yalav Yavai in both. Let's say in the second one I didn't say Yalav Yavai. Now, I'm making up a Marav, and in Marav I don't have to say Yalav Yavai. I mean, I have to say it, but I wouldn't have to go back if I missed it. V'lehizkar b'shnei Yalav Yavai, ein sarach lachzor l'spala, I don't have to go back and daven again. Why? Kivan da'afilom hayim espal ba'arvis gufa v'shachach ein sarach lachzor. Since if I was davening Marav itself and I forgot, I wouldn't have to go back. Im kein lo yeh chomer atashlumi l'espal bizmana. The makeup is not going to be more chomer than if I would have davened bizmana. Next. V'chein im ta'a v'lo yispala mincha b'roish chodesh. Let's say I made a mistake and I didn't daven mincha b'roish chodesh. For Rosh Chodesh, who's Shnei Yomim, and it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Mespal al Arvishtayim. I'm going to daven Marav twice. In the first one, if I miss Yalav Yavai, it ain't a big deal because it's Marav. Vashniyahu latashim shamincha. And now I forgot Yalav Yavai in my makeup for Mincha. I would have thought, well, I'm davening it as a Marav, and Marav, I don't need to say. I would have thought, I'm making up a Mincha, and Mincha has to have Yalav Yavai. So if I forget Yalav Yavai now in the second Marav, maybe you'd have to go back. No, I feel like his Gabar Rosh Chodesh in Sarach Lachzar. Why? Because it can't be more Chomer than the Iker Chiyav HaTfilah. The Iker Chiyav HaTfilah Marav. Yalav Yavai is not ma'akev, so the makeup is also it's not ma'akev. Kivan da'afilu b'ikar atvil da'arvaz en tzar lachza b'shul Yalav Yavai. Kavachoymer mashuhu achshav l'tashlumin. Kavachoymer, what's now for tashlumin? The Pri Chodesh adds, let's say Rosh Chodesh was one day. Then, would I be saying Yalav Yavai in my second Marav? Let's think about that. Rosh Chodesh is one day. I missed Mincha. By my Marav, I didn't say Yalav Yavai. So in the makeup, I wouldn't say Yalav Yavai either. I'm only saying Yalav Yavai because I said it in the first Tfilah. So since in the first Tfilah, if I didn't say Yalav Yavai, I don't have to go back. I don't have to do it in the second tefillah. Siv Katan Chav Zayin. What's the scenario? I miss Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. In the first one, if I mentioned, if I did not mention Yalav Yavai in the first tefillah and I mentioned it in the second tefillah, so what I'm indicating is that first I'm davening Tashlumin and then I'm davening Achiyav. I have to go back and daven, right? Remember the case? The Rama said someone didn't daven Mincha Er Rosh Chodesh. He davens on Rosh Chodesh twice. He davens someone who did not daven Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. He davens two on Rosh Chodesh. And really, he should say Yalav Yavai in both. But if he didn't say it in the first and he said in the second, he's indicating that Tashlumin comes first and he's not Yoytze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lachzar, the Bezesh Lehizkor B'Shana, in this case, by not mentioning in the first fila, Gale Date Dineskavin Ba L'Shem Tashlumin Shel Erev Rosh Chodesh. He's revealing that his Kavana is that it's a makeup for the Tashlumin that he missed. It's a makeup. His Kavana is that it should be a makeup for the Tefillah of Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Havachal, which was weekday. Ukvar Mevar B'Tchilas HaSimun, we already explained in the beginning of the Simun, the Imhiktim HaTashlumin L'Shal Chayv L'Yatza, that if you advance the Tashlumin before the obligatory, you won't be Yotze. Uchamay B'Havdalah B'Siv She'acherzah. Just like in Havdalah, in the next Sif, where we're going to see that if you missed Mincha and you're going to daven two Maravs on Matzoy Shabbos, you're Mavdil Barishayna. If you were not Mavdil in the first and you're Mavdil in the second one, then you're not Yotze in the first one because you're showing you're davening the Tashlumin first. Alkein Yachzer V'Yispal Al Oysa HaTfilah. Then you have to go back and daven that Tfilah. What does that mean, that Tfilah? The Tashlumin, the Chiyuv you did the second time, where you mentioned Yalav Yavai in the second tefillah. V'ayinu davka kishat hashumim ba machmas tefila she'enoi shel Rosh Chodesh. This scenario is where the makeup is coming for a tefila which is not for Rosh Chodesh. Dekivan shalai hizker yalav yavai barishayna. Since you did not mention yalav yavai in the first one, galei adaita, you're revealing ditzalei barishayna adaita teshalumim shal yom chol. You're davening in the first tefila to make up for a weekday. But what if Rosh Chodesh was both days? For, let's say, the day you missed and that night. So I missed Mincha on the first day, Rosh Chodesh. And now I'm davening Marev on the second day. And in the first tefillah, I forgot Yalav Yavai. Am I indicating that the first tefillah is a Tashlumin? No, it could have been the first tefillah was a Chayv. I just blew it. So then, Aval im hayu Rosh Chodesh neim v'lo yisal mincha b'yom rishon shor Rosh Chodesh shesach zal arvashtayim v'lo yisgur b'rishon yal v'yavoy ein tzarch lachso espala. I don't have to go back and daven because the first tefillah where I forgot yal v'yavoy, that could have been for my chiyav. And the lekarayah d'vshul tashlum espala, I said there's no proof I'm davening the first one as a tashlumin just because I didn't say yal v'yavoy. But I need to say Yalav Yavai because both were Rosh Chodesh. So the first one was a Mariv. I just happened not to say Yalav Yavai. And the second one was a Tashlumah. That which the Ramah says, Imlai Hizka Barishayna. That if I didn't mention Yalav Yavai in the first Hizka Barishayna, Tzarech Lachzar, Hani Mili Bistama. But if my Kavana was the first one should be for my Chiyuv, I just happened to forget Yalav Yavai, then it works. I'm kivim beferish harishayna l'shem chayva. If I had explicit kavana that the first one should be for chiyva, shniyah l'ashlama, and the second for makeup, yatsa, then I would be yoytzei.
This case where you said Yalav Yavai in the second one?
I forgot it in the first, and I said it in the second one. You mean, 1 second. It's Rosh Chodesh. That's why he said Yalav Yavai. It's Tashlumin for a Rosh Chodesh to Ketfila.
No,
it's talking about where the day before was Rosh Chodesh. Oh, in the Ramah's case, I'm sorry, where the guy, it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, he didn't mention in the first, and he mentioned in the second one.
The problem there, the Ramah mentioned it then.
And he was Mechavin Beferosh that the first one is L'Shem Chiyav. Oh, because it's Rosh Chodesh. Even though, by the way, he wasn't Mekabel Rosh Chodesh, so maybe he shouldn't be saying it, right? I think we had before that you don't say it. What? We had in Sivkata and Chavalef the Imloy Hizker Barishayna Yalav Yavai Gam B'Shnia Lo Yazker Kivan Shuhu Adayin Yoyim. So if it's still, we had before that if, let's say, you forgot what was Siv Zayin, you missed Mincha B'Mezid, then you cannot make it up. So a guy who came, the case was, someone who came to Shul Samach La'arvas and he daven Mariv mi ba'oid yoyim, and he didn't daven Mincha, even though he didn't do the right thing. It's not going to be called Hazid, and therefore he could make it up. And if it's Rosh Chodesh, he should say Yalav Yavai, even in the second one. However, if he forgot in the first one, he shouldn't do it in the second one because he wasn't Mekabel. he didn't make it Rosh Chodesh yet, but you're saying that's only because it's still day. But in this case, it's night. You would say it. By the way, the Dirshu says that in this scenario, he's allowed to say Ya'alav Yava in the second one, but he's not Mechoyev. Look back in the Shar Tzion Sivkot and Mem Aleph. Im Hoya Balayla, Hoya Mutter Loimer Ya'alav Yava, Im Mechavin Beferosh Lahashlama Ulkil Kaman. So if it's at night and you're making up a non Rosh Chodesh Tefillah, and now it is Rosh Chodesh, but in my Mariv, I forgot to say Ya'alav Yavai, I can say Ya'alav Yavai in the second one. Okay, so I would be allowed to, I would not have to. That's the Shar Tzion Sivkot and Mem Aleph. So you're right, even though we learned earlier that you don't, that's when it's still day. But if it's night, you are allowed to. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll see everybody tomorrow in Sif Yud. By the way, Rabbi Isai, this evening we're beginning Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua. So once you're ready learning Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua, you might want to give a try to Gemara, Daf HaShavua. We're going to be starting 9:15. Happens to be tonight, we're going to be doing the full blot, because I have to get ahead a little bit. And 10 minutes before that, there's going to be a brief intro to Masechta Nedarim. So 9:05 intro, 9:15 shir. Okay? Hatzlach Rabba. Kol Tov. No, I only have to, the chi of you, you're going to be yoytze in the second one, and then after that you do the tashlumen. No, the first one you said with tashlumen, it doesn't work for anything.
So now I have to do a chiyav.
I did the chiyav, the second one is the chiyav.
And then now I still don't have the tashlumen.
Right, and then I have to make up the tashlumen. Right. Hatzlach, everyone. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.